In a recent post, Dan described his experience speaking to students as their reaction shifted from enthusiastic to bored to angry. As his number two that day, I was gesturing behind him, instructing students to react to the message that he was delivering. This is the role that the leader often asks middle managers to play. Here's the news that I'm delivering today. Please be sure your messaging is consistent with mine and be supportive of your people to ensure that they respond well. Our exercise in class mirrored that situation and tested the impact of the number two and their power in the interaction between number one and, quote, his, unquote, people. We explored three options in class. Reaction number one, lean in with great interest. I mirrored Dan's enthusiasm for the topic and thus encouraged others to join. Ideas and energy filled the room. At work, the number two can serve as a conduit for positivity and vision, even filling in details about how the news will play out given their knowledge of the work on the ground. Reaction number two, act bored. I displayed my own boredom and they followed suit. In this real life case, the number two receives the leader's message, and instead of serving as a conduit and even an amplifier for the original intention and energy, the number two shifts the tone to one of indifference. They deliver the message, but without the emotion. They deliver the idea, but without the enthusiasm. And those who hear them, trust them, and seek their approval as direct reports, absorb that meh energy and send it right back to the leader. Reaction number three, be angry. While Dan spoke about his values with conviction and passion, I invited the class to respond with hostile looks. The glares were astounding. I saw Dan stumble, grow uncomfortable, and lose confidence in the message that just 1 minute prior he had been delivering with clarity and poise. The class created a worse leader, certainly a worse speaker, all for themselves. Dan was the leader of the exercise, both by delivering a message and in physically standing in front of me to lead the class. And I was behind him, choosing whether or not to have his back when he could not see me. For the sake of the exercise, I was intentionally out of sync with him, his vision and emotions, and thus his advocacy. In reality, there is always a choice. Back the vision, disengage, or fuel the resistance to it. The upside potential is huge as you merge the practical with the day-to-day reality, bringing the vision down to earth and bringing the earth up to the vision to ensure alignment as a team toward greater organizational success. If you see yourself in the leader, how do you engage and support the number twos for the many moments when the team looks to them for a reaction to your message? If you see yourself in the number two, what do you need from the leader in order to wholeheartedly amplify their message moving forward? Have a great week, and remember to lead with your best self.